In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Holy Monday is also known as Fig Monday, for it is on this day that our Lord cursed the fig tree on his way to Jerusalem. Jesus doesn't do this just for show or simply to demonstrate his power. Neither does he curse the fig tree simply because it failed to produce fruit and satisfy his hungry belly. His cursing of the fig tree is but a prelude to what he will do in the temple when they get to Jerusalem later that morning. The fig tree serves as an object lesson, symbolizing the fruitlessness and dead works being done in the temple by the Jewish religious leaders. They go through the motions, they stoke the incense, they chant the psalms, and their lengthy prayers meant to impress not only God, but also the people. They sacrifice the animals and perform all the rituals, but their hearts are far from God. They are turned inward upon themselves. For they do it all to merit God's favor and believe that his favor rests upon them because of all their works. They think they're righteous in and of themselves, but they are like the figless fig tree. This is made even clearer by the fact that they've rented out part of the temple to businessmen in order to turn a profit. They reason that this is okay, since it's only in the court of the Gentiles. But Jesus is clearly not a fan of this practice. His Father's house is to be a house of prayer, not a place of business and commerce. So it is that when Jesus enters the temple on Holy Monday, he drives the sellers of animals and souvenirs and the money changers out of there, turning over their tables, whipping and scolding them for turning his house of prayer into a den of robbers. But his righteous anger is not just kindled hot against them, but also against the Jewish religious leaders who are allowing this travesty to take place. And they know it all too well, which is why they want to destroy Jesus. Learn the lesson of the fig tree and the temple cleansing, my dear friends. Works without faith are fruitless and dead. And the Lord's house is to be a house of prayer and worship, not a place of business, not a place of entertainment and fun, and most assuredly not a place for you to show God how much you love him and earn his favor. The Lord's house is a house of prayer and worship for sinners who need a Savior, not for the self-righteous who think God is as pleased with them as he can be. Rejoice then, sinners redeemed by Christ, for he has provided you with a house of prayer and worship here at St. John's Sherman Center. Here you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God. This holy house you have entered is the place where your Lord dwells among you to serve you with his grace, mercy, and love. This is the place where heaven and earth come together, where you are joined to innumerable angels and saints in festal gathering. This is the place where the better and perfect blood of Jesus is sprinkled upon you in the Holy Supper, to wash your baptismal garments clean in the blood of the Lamb. This is not a place for you to come and show God how much you love him, nor is it a place to go through the motions, as if your mere presence here pleases God. No, this is a place for sinners who need a Savior, a place to confess your sins, plead for mercy, and receive the forgiveness, life, and salvation your Savior delivers through his holy word and sacraments. Therefore, let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, and thus let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. Notice the order. We receive and then offer. God delivers and we respond. Faith first, then works, for the works flow naturally from faith, like a fig tree and its figs. And notice, too, that our offerings, our response, and our works are done in reverence and awe. Let it be so with us now and always. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
We thank you for listening to this podcast from St. John Evangelical Lutheran Church, Sherman Center, in Random Lake, Wisconsin. If this podcast is of benefit to you, please consider supporting the work of St. John by visiting stjohnrandomlake.org, that's stjohnrandomlake.org/support, and give today.